Amazing. Hallelujah. We're doing things a little bit different differently today. So we've got a few testimonies this morning, but the way we are thinking on doing it is not that somebody just, you know, standing up here and giving or sharing their testimony. We want to make it a little bit exciting and very interactive for you. Are you okay with that? Oh, come on, say yes. I love that. Let me read this verse from the book of Revelation. You see, our testimonies are powerful. Our testimonies are powerful. One or two says amen. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 12, verse 11, the Bible says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." Overcame him. Overcame the enemy. They overcame Satan. They overcame the devil. They overcame every challenging situation or circumstances they're in. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. When we testified, great things, powerful things happened. And they did not love their lives to the death. So this morning, I just want to, you know, lay the foundation here right now. Saying that, you know, as we hear the testimonies, as we listen to our sisters, yes, sisters, things will be shaken. Deliverance will happen. Breakthrough will happen. Amen? Because God is at work when we testify. Amen? So this morning I thought we should do like this. You see, God is a faithful God, but he's also the God that blesses his people in generations. In generations. God is not just interested in one generation. He's interested in generations. Amen? He said, "My blessing shall follow to the generation, to the thousands. Generation after you." So intentionally we chose a people from different generation in our church. Generational. Generation game, Chris said. Generation game. Yes. One is a surprise. So let's welcome our first guest this morning, and let's welcome Marv. Let's welcome Marv.
It is so good to be able to have this conversation with you, Marv, and you have been a blessing for this church. And you have been a blessing for many. In fact, I've heard many people in this congregation, in this church, said and testified about how you personally being faithful to them in the place of prayer. So, being one of the oldest person in your generation, in this church. You know, Marv celebrated, was it 90?
90, yeah.
A few weeks ago. That is amazing. God is so faithful to Marv. She's still driving.
She's still doing well by the grace and the power of the Holy Ghost. So my question, this is probably off script, but my first one is, how do you do it? Still serving God, we see you serving communion and taking offering here, even a few weeks ago or last week. How do you do it?
I do it by the grace of God.
Wonderful.
Jesus walks with me every moment, every day. And so I know he's always there. So I don't worry about most things. He's in charge. As was said last week, God said it, I believe it, that settles it.
Wow, wow. That is powerful. That is so powerful. God said it, I believe it, and that is settled. Wow. So, my first question for you, Marv, is, do you want to, I know we had a few conversations, two conversations about your aspiration, thing that you believe that God want to do with us here, but we come to that in a moment. But first, do you want to tell us about one thing that you can be faithful or you are faithful to God for about this church, in terms of this church, one thing that you are faithful to God for?
Well, there would be many, but I believe that God brought me here. When I first came to Redditch, I went to the Baptist Church in Studley because my pastor at Bewdley, where I came from, he sent me there because there was a young pastor there and he was overseeing this young man, and he said you could be of a help to him. So I went there, and all my family came too. And I couldn't settle. There was nothing wrong with the people. They were very welcoming. But I just kept seeking the Lord and saying, I don't feel comfortable, Lord. What's wrong? Is it me? What's happening? And the Lord said, you're in the wrong place. So I started seeking him then for where I should be. And I picked up a local paper, and it had an announcement in about a praise and prayer and testimony evening that was here on a Wednesday evening. This is back in 1985-86. And so I came along, and as soon as I walked through the door, which was the old building, I just felt that it was right. And I was made very welcome, although Pastor Reeves met me at the door and he said, you're very welcome to stay, but it is a business meeting this evening. but I stayed, and I started going. And then I was concerned for my husband because he wasn't a Christian at that time, and that's another story. But I was concerned because he was coming with me to the Baptist church, but he wouldn't come here. But God said to me, he's not your business, he's mine. So any of you that have got partners that are not following the Lord, just keep praying, because it happened in the end after 37 years. 37 years, yeah. So that's why I'm here, and why I seek God every now and again to see if I should be changing or going anywhere else. And the Lord said, no, what is happening for you is happening here. And what's happening here is going to be happening for everybody else here too. And there's great days ahead.
Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Did you notice that when you walk into a business meeting for the first time in a church, it means that, this is your place. This is your place for a very long time. Well, I didn't walk into a business meeting here the first time, but, good things come from Bewdley. Yeah. So we come from Bewdley too. Wonderful, wonderful. So, Marv, I remember...
Last year, when I was going to bury my dad in back in Africa, and you were indeed praying for us, praying for me. And I remember I came back, and you kind of shared this word with me, and I want to mention that here. You said something like, I was praying for you. I was praying for you, and then the Lord showed me a vision. Wow, that really touched my heart. And you say that it's like you were, sowing, working hard, and you weren't seeing the fruits, and you feel like a little bit discouraged. But the Lord said, don't be discouraged, because the light will shine. The light will shine. So that is so powerful. Thank you, Marv. Now, in that same direction, we had a few conversations, and you said something that is really powerful about this church. Your aspiration, something that you are hoping for, praying for. Yes. And you said to me, Emmanuel, I will see it. I'm not going anywhere until that happens. Do you want to share that with us?
Yes, I know that that God has his hand upon this place. There are some things that will need to be sorted out, but there are great things going to happen from here. There will be things bursting out of here that will affect the whole of the area around. I can't quite see what it is that God will do, but I know that he's working in a powerful way, and he will bring many people to repentance. That there will be a cleansing here, which has to happen. And it might be painful, and it might be difficult, but just hold on, keep believing, keep trusting, because God's promises always happen.
Wow, that is wonderful. I kind of grabbed that word, and since we have those conversations, or every time you mention that, my heart just kind of pumped. And recently we're talking about the Holy Spirit. I've been at the MIT conference this week, and the subject, everything was about Holy Spirit waiting on the Lord. And I do believe that as we, give the opportunity to God to purify our lives, ourselves, we can be that container to receive that outpouring that is to come, isn't it? Thank you, Marv. That is wonderful. Shall we appreciate Marv? Thank you. That is absolutely powerful. Thank you, Marv. Thank you, Marv. My second guest this morning is Natasha. You see, this is a wisdom from Marv again. I said to Marv, look, I've got, all of them today are ladies. And I think probably I'm going to change it and put one man there. Marv said, no, don't do that. This is a wisdom. Use all ladies today, and next time you're going to do men only. That's from Marv.
So I have
to. Welcome, Natasha. You see that. Shall we appreciate Natasha? Well, Natasha, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Slightly nervous, I have to say.
Yes, I know. You see, yesterday I was talking to Natasha, and then I said, look, I'm a little bit different from Robin. I love to put people on the spot. And she said, yes, I know that. I know that. But no.
I'm a planner.
I was cheesing you. But no, it is, wonderful working with you. Natasha is on the same team with us. With Steve and Richard, serving on Alpha with, you know, the many people that help and serve with Alpha. So I've got to say this, Natasha. I am so, you know, grateful for God and, you know, to see you stepping into another a level, I would say, compared to when I first, you know, seen you here. Especially now we're doing the second, was that the second or the third?
Third.
Third Alpha. And you take more initiative, you are more, you know, so that is amazing. Well done. Thank you. God bless you. But my first question for you, Natasha, is this. In a few words, tell us a bit about your journey with Jesus and with this church. You see, in terms of the second generation, second generation.
Guess where I am. So I've actually been in the church nearly 18 years, believe it or not. It actually doesn't feel that long. It's gone incredibly quickly, but I love being here. This is my church family, and absolutely you know, love this family. We'd sort of moved to Redditch about 18 years ago, where we'd been from Leamington, So I suppose I became a Christian sort of probably, journey started probably in about 98. My two grandfathers had died within about a month of each other. I would say that I've always known that there's something's been there. I would always say that I felt that there was a sort of a higher power, if you like, guiding my life, but was looking for it in very many different spaces. Well, that was horoscopes, there was the occult, there was all sorts of places where often we look for things to help us to find us on our journey. I used to even at school, you know, we used to go to like Harvest Festival at church, and I used to love it. All the others didn't. But I used to love being in church, and I used to love singing. And it wasn't until my grandfathers had passed away and I'd felt really a sense of I'd been given this little red Gideon Bible at school, and I'd kept it. I've still got it somewhere. And I felt really led to find comfort and seek comfort in God's word. And I read John 14, do not let your heart be troubled. And I read that probably every day for about 6 months. From there, sort of the story sort of unfolds in terms of a friend invited me to church. I then started going to church. And the rest, I suppose you can say, is sort of history. That journey then sort of unfolded and then ended up here in Redditch. And like I said, I've been here a long time. I absolutely love it here. I've done sort of a few things within the church, whether it's admin or Alpha. And I love Alpha. Absolutely, really, really, really enjoyed Alpha. So for me, this is a big heart for this place.
Wow. Wow, wonderful. That is wonderful. Did you notice this? I prayed John 14 for about 6 months. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, but trust also in me, Jesus said. You see, the word works. The word works. So this is an invitation for you. If you are home, the word works. The word works. Mm. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. Amen. It is so kind of inspiring to hear that even
outside of the church. You knew that you belong to somewhere. You belong to somewhere. Absolutely fantastic. And God brought you here, the best place in... Oh, Lord, forgive me right here. Yeah, this is your kingdom, Father. Amen. So my second question for you is this, Natasha. Tell us one thing Jesus did for you that you want to be thankful for, or even, you know, something that you are hoping, praying for. Mm-hmm. Whether it's something that he's done or something you're hoping and praying for. Want to share with us?
I was having a think about this, and I couldn't think of any one particular thing that I've been thankful for, because actually there's been many, many times where I've had to hold on to God to get me through troubles, and particularly last year was quite a difficult year. But with that, I've been praying for a particular lady within work, and the song that we sang today, I Speak Jesus, has actually been my prayer for this lady for some time, and for a breakthrough in this lady's life, who has who's had quite sort of severe mental health issues this sort of particular year, and has needed some support. It's sometimes quite difficult in work to necessarily share the gospel, and because this person isn't directly employed or with where we work, I guess I've had to be a little careful in terms of how I share, and trying to share and encourage her to ask questions. And I've actually told her that, you know, I've been praying this particular song, and I've sent her this song. So for me, you know, that continued sense of that, you know, God will reach out to her, and she will reach out to him. I guess the other one is also my family, my husband and my three children, and although they will come, and I do believe seeds have been set, they're still on that journey to really accept and find Jesus. So I would say those are my key kind of sort of where I'm continuing to pray for the Lord.
That is amazing. I believe that as we were led by the Holy Spirit this morning to speak into our family and believe, you know, that a freedom and deliverance for them, I believe that very soon we're going to start seeing the fruits, you know. Our family members are going to start coming. They're going to receive Christ. It is done because the word of God is powerful. Amen? Amen. So, this is the last one for you, Natasha, before we take a short break. We're going to Romania tomorrow.
Yay!
Amazing. I'm so glad that you are part of the team going to Romania. So, tell me a little bit about how excited are you for that mission, and what is one thing or few things you are expecting God to do during this trip?
I'm really excited. I last went to Romania 14 years ago. I was pregnant with my middle child, Henry. Dave over there will be able to let you know some of the activities we got up to, including cement pointing, you know, with Dave and John, because they've sort of been had a new building at the time. But that was a great experience. So to be able to go back with my eldest daughter this time is really truly amazing. So for me, there are three key things. There's the one as a group that we're you know, just bonding with a group of people that you wouldn't necessarily spend 24 hours a day with for like a week, you know. So that bonding with a group of people, and that time to be able to share and to learn one from one another, but also how we can work together to hopefully bring messages to the children and help and support over there. So from a personal level, you know, I also hope that God touches me while I'm over there, that I learn something as much as anything else. And that third thing is really for my daughter, Sophie, who's still on that journey. I'm so pleased she's coming with us. I'm pleased that I'll be able to spend some time just with her, in a sense. I know we'll be in a group, but the fact that we'll be together, I really hope that she'll be touched as well, that she'll have an encounter with God. And I'm really praying that she'll have an encounter with God while she's out there. And just an amazing experience to see something very different, and meeting young people from a different country, different culture, I think is just amazing experience.
Great, that is fantastic. I'm so sure that you know, this trip is going to be a life transforming experience for everyone, but for Sophie and the young people going with us. So thank you so much, Natasha. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break as the worship team come and lead us in one song. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So before you may be seated. Thank you, worship team. Before we call our last guest for today, I just want to thank those who came for the prayer breakfast yesterday. We had a fantastic time. With so many of us. Wonderful, wonderful. So next time, do come and pray. And also those few of us who went on the streets and testified to the name of Jesus. We had an amazing time on the streets yesterday with Howard and Janet, myself, Jane, Paul. It was amazing to have a lot of conversation with, you know, three different generations, you see, with the oldest, the youngest, and the youngest, the kids as well. So it was amazing. Next time I'm going to be there. Say that. Say next time I'm going to be there. You said it. You said it. All right, let's welcome our last guest this morning, which is totally a surprise for some people. Can I call Holly to join us? Let's encourage Holly as she comes. Wonderful, wonderful. Seat.
Thank you.
Wow, good morning, Holly.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. I suppose you're not shaking your confidence. It's gonna be good. Holly, I am so blessed. I am so blessed by your testimony in terms of your family, your entire family, and you, your husband, and your little one. Especially because God has allowed us to be part of that journey, which is amazing. Now, something wonderful happening with you. You see, a few weeks ago we start, or a few months ago we start Alpha, and Holly started the journey with us at Alpha, and she started talking to me about her, you know, passion for the word of God. And there was a moment when she bought her Bible. And then I said, you got to watch out for your Bible. So
Watch out for your Bible, because you bring it to Alpha one day and then it disappears. Don't ask for it. You know that Emmanuel is guilty there. You see, lovely Bible. Do you want to show us your Bible? It's lovely. But the amazing thing is when you look at inside. But we come to that in a moment. So, can you tell us, can you share something about your journey? I'm interesting, or we are interesting to know how it all began. Because there was a Sunday where we seen your parents, Kate and Scott, come in. And a few weeks later, you start coming with your little man. And then a few weeks later, you start coming with your husband. And then a few weeks later, your husband got baptized. And then the next thing we see is that you got married. And the next thing, you are doing Alpha together. What is happening with you? Tell us a little bit.
Well, I grew up in the church since I was born. And it was kind of just like I was at church because I enjoyed it, but because also that was where my parents went on a Sunday, so I also joined. And then during lockdown, obviously no churches were open, and it was kind of like every day was a free-for-all. You didn't have to have any kind of structure or like going to church or anything like that. So my faith kind of just dwindled. I still believed in God and everything, but I never put any effort into doing anything about it. And then my parents started coming here once it opened back up again. And they said, oh, it's really good, you should come. And I was really excited to get back to church, and I came, and it's just like being back at home. I absolutely love it. And I've never really been able to read properly. I really struggled with like even text messages or anything like that. So reading the Bible for me was just kind of impossible in my head. And I always used to say to myself, I can't read. Or that's all I used to ever speak out. I can't read. I'm stupid. I can't do it. And then I started coming here, and I just started thinking maybe I should try and read the Bible. And I feel like God is putting that on my heart quite frequently. And I ordered this Bible and prayed that I'd be able to understand it. I wanted to get to know God more. And I just started reading it from the New Testament. And it was like my eyes were opened, like new glasses on kind of thing. And I can understand it. I absolutely love it. I've nearly finished the New Testament now, after having it for a couple of months, and I never want to put it down. I don't want to stop reading. I absolutely love it, and I feel like my faith is just, it was kind of, I had faith, but it was down here, and now it's all the way up here, and it's just grown and growing, and yeah.
Wow, that is, shall we appreciate her holy as she... That is wonderful. You put everything there. I was going to ask, tell us a little bit about your passion for the Word of God, because you did share, you said that, but you unpack it with me at Alpha, how you kind of grab that Bible, and it is now impossible for you to kind of drop it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you are devouring the Word of God. Okay, I know that God is at work in your life, in your families, and God is at work. But is there anything you want to share with us in terms of your passion? I mean, the connection with your passion to the Word of God and seeing what God is doing or start doing. Is anything you want to share?
Yeah, I think I never really realized the importance of reading the Bible. I thought I was a Christian. I believed in God, but I couldn't read the Bible, so it didn't really matter. But now I've been reading it and really enjoy it, like your outlook on things is completely different. I'm always thinking about, oh, when I get home and I can read the Bible. Keanu, go to sleep so I can read the Bible. yeah, just completely new desire for something else, where you think you have a desire for like a Netflix series or something like that. You'd really want to get home to watch the next episode, but that has no comparison to the Bible for me.
Wow. 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 Netflix.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. What are those? All these things, no comparison. TV, no comparison to the Word of God. That is so powerful. Coming from somebody from the third generation we are talking about, you know. Yesterday I was sharing with a young guy on the streets. Very young guy, 20 years old, he said to me, I said to him, what are the things in your heart, in your mind, at this stage of your life, okay, and maybe money, maybe thing like that. But he was very, very honest. And I was able to share, you know, in life, it seemed to me that, three stages. On first stage, we don't have, the time to think about life after we leave this earth. And then, we go run after those things that are useless. And then when we get to the second generation, we start, yes, okay, we want to settle our life. Okay? And then when people generally reach the third generation, maybe the 60 plus, then people start thinking about, wow, what's going to happen if I die? Because people become more aware of the fact that we're going to die and what's going to happen. But it is so important, so powerful that in this generation, in your age now, you are investing into something that will sustain you for a long time. That is amazing. Thank you, Holly. But before you go, very quickly, time has gone. One thing that you want to be grateful for, do you want to share with us? You want to thank God for one thing?
I think probably for kind of breaking my barrier down of always thinking that I am stupid and that I'm not smart and I can't read, because that was one of the biggest things for me and it's given me the biggest change. So I think that's probably, other than my family, one of the biggest things that I'm thankful for.
Fantastic, fantastic. The revelation of your identity in Christ. That is powerful. Thank you, Holly. Thank you for sharing. Well, that's amazing. And we come to the end of our service today. But before we go, shall I ask Jane, would you come, please? And please come. We're going to pray for those three people who share their testimony. We're going to pray that God bless them as they share with us, that he kind of make anything, everything they're hoping for, make it happen according to his purpose, okay, for the benefit of his kingdom. Shall we pray for them? We pray for God's protection. We pray for God's favor. Amen.
Thank you for them, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for their testimony. We want to thank you for their faithfulness. Father, even for Mav, Lord, who's been on a long journey with you and has always been so faithful and has been a mother figure to me and to many other people, Father. And for Natasha, Lord, for the way that you've brought her along, Lord, and you've given her confidence and the things that she does, Lord, so faithfully. And Lord, for Holly, Lord, as she makes this step forward with you, Lord, I thank you so much for what you're doing in their lives, Father, and the testimonies that they have. Father, would you bless them abundantly?
Yes, Lord.
Lord, would you continue to show that you are there beside them, that you go before them, that you're their rear guard. Lord, would you continue to speak to them, Lord, it doesn't matter what age we are, Father, you are with us.
Yes.
Lord, Lord, just help each one of us, Father, just to spend that time with you and to seek your face, as we've heard today, Lord, these lovely ladies have done. So, Father, bless them, we pray. Protect them and keep them, Lord. And, Lord, just make your presence known to them and to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jane. Amen. May you be blessed. Nancy, you've got some announcement to make.